Joining me on Cardio's Afternoon Newsline, the very wonderful Dr. Sarah Boak, and I are going to talk about your pets and Halloween and candy and how sometimes that's probably not the best of mixes. Sarah, welcome to Cardio's Afternoon News.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It's a treat to have you here. Sarah, you are one of the many wonderful veterinaries, vets at High Country Veterinary Hospital, a sponsor of Cardio's Pet of the Week and a great partner here. Thank you for spending time with us. How did you all find each other?
I just recently graduated from Purdue, and right before I graduated, I had to do an externship at a local clinic. And my husband was here in Colorado. So they kindly, mentored me and showed me the ropes for a couple of months during my education, and then they offered me a position.
A truly extraordinary veterinary group. We've interviewed several of the doctors there, and we love you all because you just have such a great manner about you, and you're very thorough and very compassionate in what you do. And speaking of compassion, we need compassion when it comes to pets and candy for Halloween. And what do I mean by that?
Oh, well, there's lots of, unfortunately, goodies that our kids can eat, but our pets not so much. And it's definitely something we want to keep an eye on while we have all those treats in the house.
Exactly. And that's what I mean. I may be making a wisecrack about that right now, Dr. Boak, but compassion means don't give your animals something that could have you visiting with Dr. Boak and her team at High Country Veterinary. So let's talk about some of the things that can make your pets very sick and maybe worse at Halloween.
Definitely. I guess the most common one that you can think of is chocolate, and a lot of our Halloween candy is definitely, the majority is chocolate. Some chocolate is worse than others, but for the most part, it can basically cause a reaction with our animals that, stimulates their central nervous system, and they can start vomiting, having diarrhea, and the worst case scenario is they get enough chocolate that they start having, very fast heart rate. And it could even lead to seizures. So when we notice our dogs that may have gotten into some of that chocolate, having them unfortunately vomit it all up is definitely their best case scenario.
Well, yeah, agreed, because at least it's out of the animal system. Are there other animals that are common to our households that can also become sick if they're exposed to Halloween candy?
Yes, definitely. Our cats. We think our dogs more of the main culprits, but our cats can sometimes get, a little interested in things like that. Depending on what we have at home, our rabbits, our ferrets, our guinea pigs and gerbils, they can all unfortunately have toxicity from chocolate. And other Halloween candy as well.
And our little tiny trick-or-treaters are probably more prone to giving those things to their pets than maybe older kids who understand that that's a no-no and that you don't do it. So the urging here is what of parents and kids for this Halloween season, Doctor?
I mean, just, like you just said, some of our younger children don't really, they want to share their candy, they want to share with their loved ones, but just letting them know that's not a good idea for the most part. for our dogs and cats that have, leeway of the house, just finding those areas where we can hide the candy and make sure that they can't get into it.
Yeah, hiding is a very, very good thing. And keep it up high, hide it, but keep it up high so nothing can nudge open a cabinet door or if a drawer is partially open, something like that, and you're gone. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden you come back to a very sick animal. So Dr. Sarah Boak, welcome to Colorado. How long have we had you here?
I've been here since about March.
Okay. You've got a few years before we can, give you the Colorado badge, but believe me, it's coming. So stay with us, you and your husband both, and welcome to you both. We're glad we had a chance to talk to you tonight. Thanks for spending a couple of minutes with us, giving some very important advice to our wonderful Halloween trick-or-treaters and their moms and dads to keep our pets, our furry friends, safe. Thank you, Dr. Boak.
Of course. Thanks for having me.